Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. And I pray that you are having a wonderful day today. I have one scripture that I would like to share with you, and it is found in the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter and the 10th verse. And it says, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." And I know I said one scripture, but I want to turn to Psalms, the 52nd chapter, and I believe it's the second verse. And if you have your Bible, please follow along with me. And if you do not have your Bible, again, the first scripture was Jeremiah 1 and verse 10. And now I'm about to read Psalms 55 and verse 2. I'm sorry, Psalms 52 and verse 5. Psalms 52 and verse 5. "For God shall likewise destroy." God shall likewise destroy. God, I'm taking my time with this scripture because you're going to understand why in a moment. But Psalms 52 and verse 5 is a great supplemental scripture to Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10. There's a lot of things happening right now, and this is a wonderful time for the body of Christ to truly rejoice, because God is about to destroy our enemies. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's go to Psalms 52 and verse 5. "God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living." And then the word Selah is there. And Selah means pause. And think about that. So a lot of times when I write messages and I say, "Pause and think about that," that's my Selah moment. That's my chill out and really listen to what God is saying. Don't be so quick to move on to the next verse. Don't be so quick to walk away after you heard the word of God, after you read the word of God. Let it simmer for a moment, like a hot pot of spaghetti. When you cook it that first day, it's good. But when you wait and let all of the seasonings marinate and just overnight, in that second day, that spaghetti is so good. And listen, the word of God is good. And this message that I'm going to share with you today, it's delicious. So if you didn't have breakfast this morning, this is the menu. Jeremiah, the first chapter and the 10th verse. Psalms 52 and verse 5. So what I want to share with you today is we are in a wonderful season where we are going to see the wicked rooted up. We are in a wonderful season where we are going to see God pull up, root up, throw down, and destroy our enemies. We are in a wonderful season where we are going to see the wicked ensnared in the very snares that they have set for us. We are in a wonderful season where the enemy has set traps for us, but they will fall into the very traps that they set for us. Psalms 37 and verse 1, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered like the green herb." And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. And I'm going to turn to Isaiah 61 and verse 2 for one moment. You could say what you want to do, but when the Lord is leading you, you have to do what he's leading you to do. So I'm going to tie this up with Isaiah, the 61st chapter and the 2nd verse. And it says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Now, I want to proclaim to you today that, let me take my glasses off. I want to proclaim to you today that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And that means that this is a year of uncommon favor. Now, the following verse, it says, this is the year, the day of the vengeance of the Lord. So when I started out with Jeremiah, the first chapter in the 10th verse, there's so much that you can get out of that verse, as well as Psalms 52 and verse 5. And I'm going to be elaborating on Jeremiah 1:10 for a little bit, because there's so much. There's a tearing down that's going to take place. There's a rooting up that's going to take place. And some of us, we are in the process of building. We've been building all along, but there has been great opposition. We have faced a lot of persecution. And I want to take you to Nehemiah for a moment, because when Nehemiah received permission to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, he faced great opposition. Tobiah and Sanballat came against Nehemiah, and they didn't even see what he was doing. They simply heard about the work that Nehemiah was doing, and they began to mock him. They tried to entrap him. They set up snares for him. And dig this, it didn't work. And I want you to know today that everything that the enemy has done to you, I don't care what it was. I don't even care what the enemy is doing now. This is the day of the vengeance of God. And I say again, this is the day of the vengeance of our God. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is a time of great celebration. I don't know about you, but I'm rejoicing and I'm considering it all joy, because the wicked, they are being rooted up. And the wicked are fallen by the sword of the Lord. And the wicked are suddenly being located by the arrows of our God. So fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. We're in the summer season, and everybody, they're mowing their lawns. So pay attention to how high some of your neighbor's grass may be getting. And then watch when they start mowing the lawn. The grass is being cut down low. Now, the grass remains, and we could see how beautiful it is, how eloquent it is. It's beautiful. But our enemies that's going to be cut down, not so. We're not going to be able to look at them and say, ooh, that's beautiful. We're going to look and see them again no more forever. When the Egyptians pursued the Israelites in the Red Sea, guess what? When God closed those walls of water up, Moses and the Israelites, they saw the Egyptians again, no more, forever. So symbolically, your enemies are about to be cut down. You are in a season where God is going to root out the wicked. God is going to cut down your enemies. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. So Nehemiah with all of the opposition that he faced, God strengthened his discernment. God was leading him. He was guiding him. And every trap that they set for him, it was exposed. So I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus that whatever you are experiencing, I want you to read Psalm 64, because that's a psalm that talks about conspiracy. And I'm touching and agreeing with you today that God will expose every conspiracy in your life. And I encourage you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, pay attention to my notes today, because I'm going to write an awesome message about what I just shared and snares being set by the enemy. The devil is a liar. Many of us, we're on the very, 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 very edge of our breakthrough. And the enemy is running scared. And you know what? Some of us are going to be scandalized. Some of us are going to be talked about. And that's okay, because God has the last laugh. So, ha 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 to all of our enemies. Glory to God. He is about to move by his spirit. I love you all. Have a wonderful day.